Alecos Zambrano presented an idea called Licenses for All to city council members.
For the 1.5 million undocumented immigrants in Florida and in counties like Miami-Dade County, for one, like 70% of the misdemeanors that they receive and end up going and getting deported for are traffic related.
The push to let undocumented individuals obtain driver's licenses is part of a broader effort to stop deportations called Legalization for All. Tampa City Council member Mike Suarez suggested steps that would get the board talking about it. So did Council Chair Charlie Miranda, who chimed in during Suarez's response.
Obviously, I met you in the elevator. I didn't tell you I was a city councilman at the time, but if you could, why don't you arrange to meet with some of our folks, myself and some of the other council members, to give us more specifics on the resolution so that we can make a determination about that then?
Of course. May I make a suggestion?
Yes, sir.
I think you ought to meet with the legal department.
Well, that too. I think he just wants a letter from the council, but, you know, need to know more about the information.
Yeah.
Zambrano was encouraged by his brief elevator ride with Suarez, saying the council member gave him the necessary information on how to set up meetings with others on council. But even if the effort by Zambrano and the Dream Defenders group to pass a resolution in Tampa is accepted, it's only symbolic. State law would need to be changed.
We want to one day go to Tallahassee with not only the support of all the cities and maybe some state legislators, but also we build campaigns around this.
The Tampa Dream Defenders will rally in downtown this evening. Zambrano said the group needs to grow its support.
And, you know, they're going to tell us that their constituents, you know, the state legislators are going to tell us that their constituents don't want this, and we're basically going to have the proof that they do.
Zambrano expects there to be critics of the proposal to let undocumented immigrants drive. Some have argued that if immigrants don't want to get arrested and deported, they shouldn't break the law by driving without a license.
Undocumented immigrants aren't people who can afford to not drive when they're going to school or mostly going to work.
And Zambrano said driving is especially important for immigrants who live in Tampa.
Anyone who lives in Tampa knows that you kind of have to drive if you need to get to work on the other side of town here. But that being said, in places like Maryland and in Illinois where there's not as poor public transportation, laws like this have already been passed.
The rally today will be at Gaslight Square Park at 5:30. More information is on the Tampa Dream Defenders Facebook page. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.